Point source pollution means just that. It's pollution that comes from a single point, usually out the end of a pipe. It's easy to identify. Since the passage of the Clean Water Act more than 30 years ago, most of that kind of pollution has been cleaned up. But today, there are still some pipes dumping pollution into lakes and rivers. But Mark Brush reports stopping that remaining pollution isn't that easy.
We're on the banks of the Maumee River near Toledo, Ohio. Sandy Benn brought us here to describe what she saw in the river several years ago when she was out boating with some friends.
When there was a heavy rain maybe 5 years or so ago, this is where we saw a sea of raw sewage in this whole area. It was like, it was like chunks everywhere. It was just disgusting.
Benn reported it and found that the city couldn't do anything about it. That's because Toledo's sewage treatment plant is at the end of what's called a combined sewer system. These systems carry both stormwater from city streets and raw sewage from homes and businesses. If too much water comes into the plant, a switch is flipped and the sewage goes straight into the river. Steve Hallett manages engineering at the wastewater treatment plant for the city of Toledo. He says a rainstorm can bring twice as much water as the plant can handle.
And when hydraulically you can only take about 200 million of it, where's the other 200 million go? All right.
Where does it go?
It's bypassed. Limited treatment, possibly, and that would be bypassed to the Maumee River.
Toledo is not alone. More than 700 cities across the country have combined sewer systems that often overflow. Cities such as Milwaukee, Detroit, Buffalo, Chicago, and Cleveland. Every year, billions of gallons of raw sewage are dumped into the lakes from cities with these old combined systems. The sewage can cause problems for the environment, but the biggest concern is that people might get sick. Some of the bugs found in sewage can cause liver problems, heart disease, and can even cause death. Dr. Joan Rose is a microbiologist with Michigan State University. She's been studying sewage in water for more than 20 years. She says sewage contains viruses and other nasty microorganisms that can hang around in the environment.
Up here in the Great Lakes region, with the cool temperatures we have, these organisms can survive for months. And also, these organisms accumulate.
Rose says what's unique about the microorganisms in sewage is that it only takes a few of them to cause diseases in humans. And once they're contracted, they can be contagious. The Ohio EPA sued the city of Toledo. It wanted the city to clean up its act. After a long battle, the city and the state reached a settlement, and officials agreed to spend more than $450 million to try to do something about the problem. Back at the wastewater treatment plant, we're standing on the edge of a deep pit. Down at the bottom, sparks are flying as welders climb over towers of green rebar. They're building a new system that's designed to treat water quickly when there's a heavy rainstorm. The water won't be fully treated, but the solids will be settled out and the water will be chlorinated before it's released into the river. It's a compromise the city and the state EPA agreed upon. Steve Hallett says to fully treat every drop of water that comes to the treatment plant in a big storm would require a project four times this size.
You'd need massive amounts of storage to hold every drop here. You know, that's extremely costly and I think is deemed not feasible.
Toledo's project will mostly be paid for by a steady hike in water and sewer rates over the next 15 years. The increase was approved by voters 3 years ago, and officials plan to go after federal grants and loans to help defray the costs. But federal dollars are getting scarce. Big cuts have been made to the federal low-interest loan program many cities use to finance these projects. And the demand for financing is likely to increase. The cost of upgrading the nation's sewer systems will cost hundreds of billions of dollars. The question is, who will pay to stop one of the biggest sources of water pollution left in the country? For the GLRC, I'm Mark Brush.